Hey, it's Logan, and before we start, I wanted to remind you that if you want to get questions in for the after show, which, again, the after show is where we talk about how the randomness came together for this season. Everybody who played a character will get to talk about their characters and what it was like playing them, and then after that, we will answer your questions. So if you have a question about this season, or about anything conceivably, put that in the Discord. You can find links to our Discord at our website, vre.show. And you can also email questions to us at hi@vre.show. You got to get those in right now. Like, if you're listening to this, it is time. You got it. You're on the clock. It's running out because this is the finale. Anyway, here you go.
Not everyone survives Medusa's gaze. These are their stories.
Random Encounters, a show where we play pen and paper RPGs in which we've randomly determined as many things as possible, including characters, villains, names, places, and other shed skin stuff. Mm-hmm. It all comes together to be a very random encounter. I'm Wheels.
I'm Logan.
I'm Lee.
And I'm Greg.
I wanted to say I'm the shed skin that was formerly Logan. And I didn't think that would really take off. But now your reactions, I think I should have just gone for it. I should have trusted my gut.
I think that's what happens every time we get to the after show and we start introducing ourselves as after Wheels.
I'm the shed skin.
I'm the shed skin of Wheels. Yeah. Where we left off last time is plan is in motion. The van is heading towards the liftoff area at the legislative building.
Yep.
The plate is on the van.
Yep.
You are ready to do the switch.
Aware of the golden boy?
Yes. Yeah, beware of the golden boy and his little tricks atop the legislative building. You're prepared to do the swap. Complicating factor is that Cedric thinks that they're helping.
Yes.
And have latched onto the van, not realizing that that is dangerous.
Yeah.
That the dangerous thing is on the van.
Yeah. Also, latching onto a van is probably not Bogus's favorite thing that Cedric has ever done.
Car ride. Before we see how all of that happens, the reason I was hesitant last episode, not knowing where to go, is because I knew it was time for the Medusa stuff to really pop off, but I didn't feel like I had given you enough of what's happening on the other side of the plate, so to speak.
Oh.
And so that's what we're going to do first. Ooh. We're going to have a little break from the action. You're going to play three snakes.
Oh, hell yeah.
I've got some snake names in front of me now. We have Edas, E-D-A-S-S, Edas. Or Edas. We have Edas the snake, Tuzu, T-U-Z-Z-U, and Ucero, U-C-E-R-R-O.
Lives on Tuzu.
I mean, I want Edas.
Cool. Yeah, Edas the snake.
Okay, put those in the chat so that we know what to call each other.
This snake goes by Ed. But also, Ed's very popular in the snake pits.
All right, so it's Logan, Lee, Greg. Got
it. Yep.
Interesting behind the scenes of fantasy name generators. They are, the first letter is capitalized in all of these names on the website, but not when I copy-pasted over to the Discord.
That's interesting.
Leads one to believe there's some sort of, like, coding on the website to capitalize the names.
Oh, let me enlighten you. It is a CSS rule called initialism, and that's what's on it. But it doesn't mean the data actually isn't capitalized, but CSS does it for you.
Profound.
Amazing.
Sure.
Okay. The three of you are in a predicament, and you have been in a predicament for longer than a human's memory would be, or longer than a mortal snake's would be. You are three of the many snakes that comprise Medusa's hair. and you have been stuck to, you know, you're stuck to Medusa by way of your part of her body, and she is stuck to what you and I would know as the Aegis, the plate, whatever. But from this vantage point on the other side of the Aegis, Medusa is basically clinging to existence, you know, as opposed to falling into annihilation and dying forever, as, you know, you'd think that you would if you had your head cut off. She's essentially using her rock vision, her turn you to stone vision, to seal her eyeballs to the kind of other side of the Aegis. And that is the only thing that is keeping her from falling into annihilation below you. And it takes all of her willpower to do that. And so you've been in this horrible stasis where you are in between death and life, but definitely on the death side of things. And you meet every once in a while, every time you shed your skin, you all have a meeting where you discuss the situation and you see if there's any opportunity. And we'll start it there. Which one of you do you think, do any of you lead this meeting, or are you all lesser snake hairs?
Okay, so yeah, we have always been attached to Medusa. We don't get to talk to Medusa, right?
That's an interesting question. There's probably some limited form of communication, but you are a different species. And I think it's probably like the difficulty of, you know, me talking to my pet. I can get some things across, but there's a cross-species communication that makes it difficult. Do any of you feel like you're leading the meeting, you're chairing the meeting, or do you all feel like you're lower snakes?
Ed is not.
I don't have any fucking idea what's going on here. I just, every once in a while, I meet these three, I'm part of this three. I meet these two, and I'm like, it's still the same.
So the thing that, you know, the meeting gets started and you start to see the, you know, the reports, and there's like there's a couple snakes who are designated to sort of keep watch and to use your limited capacity to see what's on the other side of the Aegis, to kind of see into the living world and see if there's a soul that, you know, you can take that. Medusa can turn to stone that you can use into the energy you need to pull yourself into the living world or not. There's always a few snakes who don't go into the kind of hibernation that you do, waking up for the meeting.
So is it like this time there's like a little bit of like a buzz, like an excitement, because it's not just...
Exactly. Yeah, there's like, you're realizing there's been a lot of activity since the last time that you were all awake. And in fact, there were like, while you were asleep, there were multiple instances of like, oh, we actually went for it, you know, before everyone woke up. Like, the snakes that were awake have been trying to pull themselves through, and we seem to be at the breaking point here. The situation now seems to be that it's difficult to know, you know, exactly what is happening in the living world, but you seem to be in a situation where there is a source of that soul energy that would be enough for you to kind of leapfrog your way out of death, dragging Medusa with you back into the land of the living. But you are close enough to the ritual point, which is to say the snake pits, that you could do it, but not nearly close enough for it to be safe. So there are a lot of complications with the opportunity that presents itself, but it's also a kind of a once in a very long time opportunity. So there's a lot of discussion about how to get the math right, whether it's worth it. And there's, you know, a lot of murmuring as people actually start to look through the itinerary. What are y'all's reactions to that?
So we have an itinerary. Do we have, like, you know how on the outside the feeling is we need one more or whatever? Like, do we have a chalkboard or something? It's like, or like a thermometer that's almost filled up with red.
Yeah, yeah. So, but like, the way you can tell is it's a little more immediate than that. It's literally how close are you to being able to reach. The way I envision it, there's like a, you're like hanging on to the ceiling of death, of life and death, mm-hmm. you know? And it's literally how far you can stretch yourself and actually reach out into the land of the living. So it's like the soul energy kind of is able to push Medusa closer to reality. And you think that that push might get you physically close enough to be able to poke your little snake heads back out into the land of the living.
I feel like because we're lower down, like we've never really had this opportunity to like see out, or at least I haven't.
Yeah, so yeah, like, you've probably got a better angle than ever.
I can see it.
It's been a long time, but should we try and help?
I mean, the last one went really badly.
Maybe it won't this time?
I mean, it's been like 400,000 days.
No, death has to be better than this. We gotta try.
I mean, I'm...
Oh, 100%. I wish we could just do that. Just leave.
Yeah, that would be...
Just, it's this or death. One or the other. We gotta go for it.
Yeah, I say let's go for this.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the worst case scenario? We fail and fall?
The worst case scenario is death. Right, exactly. Yeah, I'm hoping for any of these.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of resigned to that one anyways. I mean, you know, shed or get off the pot is the saying, so...
Yeah.
I say we go for it.
However you all do your voting, I think it's a matter of, like, you know, you're all within physical proximity to one another. I think maybe you, like, kind of start slithering around one another and just start whispering what your vote is. And it's almost anonymized because you're all... Just so you're just a little noodly sea together.
Yeah,
it's impossible
to
tell where one voice is coming.
Yeah.
Yes. And it just, you start hearing that consensus build, and you're the kind of like engine, whatever the magical engineering, snake engineering minded among you sort of line things up the way that they need to, you know, get Medusa pointed at that target they were finding. The issue seems to be that, one, the source of soul energy is different than usual, but it might actually be to your advantage. It's just kind of unorthodox, so it's taking some work. It almost seems to be, I mean, you and I might realize that it's because Cedric is a special kind of being, that their soul energy would have to be, it's almost like they have to... hone into it more like a radio signal than they normally would with like a biological creature that they could sense in other ways.
Since Cedric is both a creation that was very clearly lovingly put together and their own like consciousness, is it like a huge hearty meal for Medusa?
I think so, yeah. And it's like the problem is that there's a physical barrier between you and that source of energy, but like the benefit is that it's so powerful that if you could tap into it, it would work. And so the consensus that starts to build is to somehow just brute force this and try to slam the Aegis through the physical barrier. And what it amounts to is essentially all of you sort of like pulling back, like stretching yourselves out like bowstrings and then letting the tension go to sort of like try to launch Medusa up towards reality to get Aegis moving. How in the physical world are you all monitoring the van? Do you have like one of you positioned like on the route, like looking at it physically? Do you have like a camera feed somehow?
I think I have people again, like I have an entire, I come with a posse. So I think I have people just sort of like along the route to kind of keep eyes on it. At least two.
So you're getting like, maybe, I guess it's probably like walkie-talkie that you're connected to this person on, and you get like, you hear the beep that signals that someone's getting a hold of you.
Mania, there's some sort of action with the van. It seems to be like rocking back and forth.
What? Like,
like something in the cargo is, something in the back of it is, but like, if the van's a rockin', don't come a knockin', that kind of movement, but I doubt it's that fun. Over.
Didn't Bogus know that Cedric was on there at the end of the last episode?
I think so, yes.
Didn't know for sure. Cedric was missing, presumably.
I think you got like a notification that Cedric was, or somehow you, not notification, because that implies newer technology, but...
Wasn't it like a beeper we said?
Yeah, you had like a beeper that told you that Cedric is at 50% battery, which wouldn't be the case if they were charging at home.
And I think Bogus took the leap of like, they're here.
Yep.
Okay, so I think I'm getting this message while Bogus is getting that, so we're like kind of coming to this at the same time, probably. How far are we from the rendezvous?
You've got 15 minutes.
Okay.
Over.
Y'all, something's wrong with the van.
They're on it. They've found. No, you don't understand. Cedric is on the van.
I'm sorry. What?
I am.
No, it's. 72%. I got it. I'm sorry. Sure. That was just me freaking out. Okay. Right. We have to be at the rendezvous faster. Right now, we need to intercept. We're intercepting. Yes. We're intercepting. Yes. That's what we're doing.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
You pile into the bright white sports car to intercept with the van.
There they go.
So, okay. There's the van that has our mannequins and the Aegis, right?
Yes.
And then...
And Cedric is on that van.
There's another van that's full of the people.
Yes.
That we're going to swap.
Yes.
You have the plate.
Right.
It's on a van with your mannequins. Yeah, right. Yeah. And then there are people already at the site. So I guess it's your people driving this van, right? Okay. So in that case, you don't need to intercept as much as...
Well, there's like... Okay. I guess we should probably describe the plan a little better. Because like, in my thinking, the plan was we have to get our stuff on there before we get to the launch site.
Yeah,
it was my
idea. We
have to do the swap. So we're swapping van, like the people and the vans...
Yeah.
Like in the desert or not the desert, in the prayer, wherever.
I see. Yeah. You need to get your van with the plate swapped in for.
We're going like, to put the people
their
on my
van that they have
and take
that's
them
going
to
the road.
Right.
We were back at the lab because we were controlling the cameras of the rocket. So we stayed behind.
Right.
While the van of the mannequins went to intercept the van of the people. And then we would fix all the camera feeds so that nobody would know what was happening. So
yes, thank you for the refresher. So now the problem is the launch is still on time to happen in, 15, 20 minutes. But you all of a sudden need to get Cedric off of your van that's heading.
Yes.
And still have time to
do
the swap.
Yes. It's a run and slide across the front of that car move and into the driver's seat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, at this point, we're just abandoning the feed, right? Like, we will just assume that they're not going to be able to stop it.
Do you want to leave someone here?
Unless Dr. Regrets is with us.
Which he would be, right?
Yeah, so. Regrets here.
Okay.
Yeah, I can handle the feed. I'll switch it for you.
You're a peach.
All right, let's...
Maybe the problem is that, like, because you were worried about putting anyone on the van with the plate, maybe it's some sort of advanced technology, like autonomous vehicle that you need to... I guess that just complicates things. I think you're able to get a hold of the van driver, and you find a rendezvous point that's kind of along the path so that you're saving as much time as you can, but... clock is ticking. Every minute matters. Yeah. You meet up in some parking lot with your mannequin van And Cedric is there, connected to the back of the van, saying, I came to help. I'm going to help. The van is like bouncing back and forth, and it doesn't seem like Cedric notices it. Yeah, you're there.
Okay. So we're driving behind it, and I'm like trying to get as close so like Cedric can jump.
Oh,
onto the hood.
No. Bogus. Bogus wants more, I don't know, safety than that.
Oh, no. I mean, I think the van would stop, right? Because it's your person driving it.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a matter of, like, you get there and, like, Cedric doesn't realize it, but Aegis is about to bust through the door that Cedric is clinging onto, and Cedric is about to get...
Oh, gosh.
...soul sucked.
Can we feel that at all? Like, the Medusa pool or anything?
Oh, interesting.
I mean... More importantly, you can just see that it's about to happen.
Holy
the back
shit.
Of that door is like buckling. It's just that, you know, Cedric is not faced that way.
Right.
You know, robotic senses doesn't really pick things up that are behind them very well, behind where they're facing.
Okay.
Doesn't realize that the plate is about to smash right through the back panel
of
the van.
I think like the only thing Minia would even think to do in this situation is just run towards it. Like, there's just no, like, there's no plan.
Same.
There's nothing
Bogus
to do.
Bogus is just running.
I'm just trying to hold the doors closed.
And
just,
I'm just putting myself in the way between Cedric and the plate. Like, just, I don't know.
Okay. I think we cut you off when you were trying to say something to Cedric. I feel like there definitely needs to be that scene. Let's do that.
Bogus just, like, yelled. Like, okay. Just yelled at them, like, Cedric! What does happen when Bogus yells at Cedric?
You get their attention, but I don't think they really understand. I think they've noticed that, like, something is maybe coming out of the van, and they're like, okay, fine, I'll get out. Like, they don't necessarily understand the urgency.
Yeah, well, I'm sprinting. I'm running to them and trying to pull, like, grab their hand and pull them away.
Give me some kind of roll.
I'd love to.
While Logan is rolling, I want to set up. I have Silver Tongue. I can talk to monsters. I don't know what's behind this door. I mean, other than I know the plate's behind the door, but like, I don't actually fully grok what's happening right now because, I mean, how could I?
Right.
But if I can feel like if it's in my head at all, I think I would like to try talking.
Cool. Let me do that. Let me just figure out what Logan needs to roll because I'm not good at multitasking.
No, I'm just setting it up for next.
Yeah. Athletics sounds right. As does, what do you think? Stamina, dexterity?
Stamina would give me a total of 2 dice. Amazingly, none of my trademarks or quips or tropes, I don't think anything really works here because this is not Bogus's deal. It's just what he would definitely do.
I'll give you an extra die in the form of like whatever we get from Mania sort of trying to telepathically speak to the snakes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like pushing on the doors and like, yeah.
You get just a sense of urgency. You know, you've done this before where you're speaking to monsters and sometimes it comes in more like words in your head. Sometimes it's just a feeling. And this is the latter. And probably because there's the van door between you and the plate, but you are still close enough to just get a sense from it of like, it seems to be acting out of crisis. Like it, you know, as we saw from that kind of opening scene, you know, it was now or never for them. And that's kind of the feeling that Mania gets. Mania kind of understands that this is like the final push, the desperate push from the snakes to make their plan work. So I'll give you one extra die.
Okay, so that puts me to 3. That's one success.
Okay, so... You know, I think what you were trying to be successful for here is get Cedric to safety.
Yes.
I think maybe some additional successes might have given you, like, and you deal with the problem.
Right.
But I don't think that you do here.
Right.
So the two of you are able to, between Mania's sense that, like, this is about to break now, and, you know, your sort of paternal instincts towards Cedric, it gives you that kind of adrenaline rush that you need to do the nearly inhuman task of getting there faster than you would think possible, getting Cedric's clamp hands off of the bottom of the van.
Like a mom lifting a piano.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you roll Cedric under the van so that, you know, knowing that this thing is all about, like, where it can see, and you're kind of getting away from sight, and the back doors of the van just break off, just fly off, and on as they're flying off, like, it's strange because everything, even, like, the air behind the van doors is turning to stone. It's almost like the whatever the snakes did must have turned this Aegis and Medusa's stone turning ability up to 11 to even though they're not getting soul energy from it, to even turn just completely inanimate stuff into stone just for, like, inertia's sake, right? As, like, propulsion, basically. And so you see the plate launching like Team Rocket, blasting off into the air, going like hundreds of yards away, and this sort of cement snow starts falling behind you as, like, the air molecules are turned into a much denser stone, and so it's like the air is sucked out. It causes all of this wind to push inward towards you as the stone goes sailing up into the air and turning even the air behind it into stone. And so it went somewhere.
I think this is the only time that it's even remotely possible that I could use this quip that I said that I picked from early in the game. We'll grab them next time they try to kill you.
Amazing.
What are you, so you get a
I don't know what that gets me, roll. But great. Awesome.
Yeah. Plans going tits up, folks.
Yeah.
Launch is about to happen, and you don't have the plate anymore. Yeah. What do you do?
Do I see what direction it went in?
You can basically see, yeah, it's like a jet leaves its contrail,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You can see that, like it's like a gray rainbow, but it actually has an end to it. And instead of a pot of gold, it's a piece of metal that'll kill you.
I think this is where Mania just sort of, like, this is what she does. She comes out here to this stupid facility and she saves as many of these stupid people as she can. And she's just really stupid tired of it. And I think she's just like, no, Bogus, get Cedric to safety.
Right away.
Dr. DJ?
Yeah.
Don't ever not be awesome.
I don't know if that's possible, but okay.
If I don't come back.
No, hold on. What are you doing?
I'm just going to get it. I'm going to get it. This is happening.
Yeah,
that
I'm
gonna go,
like,
into the sun.
Yeah, okay, but hear me out. Okay, van people, go and swap. And we will get the plate there if we can, and if we can't, we can't. But, like, we have to, like, save those people still. Like, that still has to happen. So,
yeah.
Van Gogh, us car, follow plate.
Van Gogh, us car, follow plate. Of course.
The person driving the van is like, I'm cutting my ear off already.
Van Gogh, look at you.
And it's probably the same. I think I said there was a chatty beaver person who gave Senia a ride before. I think same little jokester. Same chatty little beaver.
Incredible jokes
joke
even in dire times.
Yeah. Great. You are heading to... You head off to where you find the plate. I think you triangulate with one of your other people that you've got on your walkie. That, you know, they have a good eye on what direction it went to. You kind of triangulate that it probably must have fallen somewhere in, let's see, you're trying to get to the ledge, so it probably fell somewhere on the other side of the bridge just into St. Boniface. So you got a little bit of driving to do, but it's not going to be that long. You can definitely get there in time and back before the launch, but it's going to be pedal to the metal.
Oh, how I roll.
So give me that pilot roll. Pilot and...
dexterity?
That or composure.
It's the same. It's three either way.
Cool.
I am going to use a trope. Let's look at the map so that I know all the shortcuts and all the faster ways to sort of cut through crap, which I think it just gives me another... tropes give me just one more die, right?
I thought it was quips give one.
The trope will tell you what effect that it has.
Oh, right. Let's look at the map. Is... you can orient very well, even harsh. Once per story, ask the director where you are, and you'll be shown where and how to get to the closest exit. Okay, that doesn't actually help. All right, just three then. I got one! Yeah.
That'll do it. So I think you're driving, Mania in the passenger seat, probably Dr. Bogus in the back.
With Cedric, right?
Yeah.
True. Do you
Mania
think...
Mania would have put up such a fight for him getting in this car right now.
Yeah, what does happen there? Do you think that Dr. Bogus goes home with Cedric, or...
He doesn't have a way home. The only option is leave y'all on the side of the road, or let you get in the car.
Right, so I think Bogus could make the case that he can help from the sidelines by just interfacing with some kind of computer stuff, if you really don't want Cedric in the back of the car. Which
I just don't want Cedric in
danger. He fully agrees with it. Right, I don't think Bogus thinks that having Cedric anywhere out of his sight is safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? You let's say that John's place is like on the middle of the route, and John probably has some like weird computer tech shit that you could, you know, John's got a robot workshop too, and maybe you could be dropped off there to try and like rig something up or get into some feat to be useful from there. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, cool. The only other thing is Mania was going to suggest the trunk again.
Yeah, I mean, the trunk has been cleaned.
Not.
The trunk has been cleaned. It doesn't even smell anymore.
No, 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 no.
It's just a suggestion.
Thank you for the suggestion. No. Let's move on.
You drop off Dr. Bogus and Cedric at John's place. The itinerary, the efficiency, the routing... Dr. DJ / Barnaby, you're just in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a lot of time, but it's just like traffic is mercifully light and you don't care about stoplights, so you can shave off a lot of time.
Even when it's not stressed, I don't care that much about stoplights.
Yeah. And I think there's probably cops on your tail by the time that you're driving into, there's like I think it's like along the side of the river where the plate has crashed close enough to the road that it's only a few steps outside of the car. What's your strategy for like getting it without it turning you to stone? I'm guessing Mania.
It's
probably
in the containment thing, right? Still? Why would we have taken
it
out?
Oh yeah,
of that?
I guess what I'm implying.
Assuming it's not anymore.
Yeah, I think it busted out when it when the snakes did their big push.
So I will look at Mindy and be like, okay, you get the plate and I'm going to deal with the cops, okay?
Got it.
And I'll like do that skid turn so that like I'm on the side of the cops and Mania's on the side of the plate, and I'll like get out of my car and start walking towards them.
I rip his rear view mirror off and use that to look at it because I've heard about mirrors.
Oh.
And I know something is about mirrors. She's just hoping for the best.
How does Barnaby feel about the mirror just being ripped right off?
Look, we are going to deal with that. Like,
I can pay for
Barnaby
that.
Hears the sound and flinches like, oh. Baby, no.
You, I don't think I need Mania to roll. I think that, we don't need a roll for this, but as you're walking, probably walking backwards down the bank of the river, trying to get an eye on where it is, because through the mirror, it is just a piece of metal, a little hard to identify, but you eventually find it just by like feeling more of the snakes talking in your head of, there's like a sense of like, it didn't work. It didn't work. Panic, panic, panic. Like the snakes are trying anything at this point.
I love the idea that Mania still has not heard Medusa. She's like, she's just not convinced.
Mm-hmm.
There's snakes in here for sure, but
And
Medusa's thing is that it takes like all of her willpower to not just fall off of the agent. Like the only reason she still exists is because she's using all of her stone turning, you know, magic into keeping her soul welded to the Aegis, basically. So like her ability to, if she could communicate with you, I'm sure all you would hear is just of just like complete exertion for millennia.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's been talking to everybody else. And Minia's just like, I don't. Yeah.
Not convinced that this thing can talk still.
Yeah. That was my only point. Let's see.
You grab the play. I want to see how Barnaby talks his way out of this. Okay. And wait, sorry, what were you going to say?
Oh, it's fine. I can just grab it. Then I'll just grab it. I was going to like wrap it up in my cloak or something, but fine.
It's probably prudent to do that.
Yeah, let's just say you did. Barnaby, the officers are saying, get out of the car. Put your hands up. I don't think that they saw Mania go out the other way, but they probably will soon. You got a few seconds before they will.
Yeah, I am already out of the car, hands up, walking towards them. Hey, is that Larry?
Do you actually know this police officer?
I am guarantee I know almost everybody on the police force, having been who I am and how much time they've been paid to ignore me.
Some old lady called the cops on Barnaby and said the car is probably stolen. Stolen.
Yeah. The cop, the cop puts his weapon down, and I think that's the moment where you even realize that the cop had his weapon drawn, and he says, Barnaby, what are you doing? I could have you on countless charges, reckless driving, you name it. What are you doing?
So, you know how I was in college? I've been switching majors in college, remember?
Yes.
So my professor, Dr. Regret, made a like model rocket and was gonna like, he's like, cool, look, this is how you put plutonium in a rocket and it gets supercharged, and then fired it and it went way off course. So I was like, I'll fetch it and then I have to get it before it radiates everybody. So I was just driving. Like, you know how well I drive though. Like, you have to admit, Larry, that was pretty sweet how it was going, though.
It radiates? How dangerous is this thing?
Not as long as my lab partner scoops it up, which is going to happen right now in the box, and we just get it back to the school lab.
This is going to be a very difficult persuasion roll. I think, like, one success is, like, give me the roll, and we'll see based on what you get.
All right, well, I'm going to put in my trademark Make It Rain for money.
Uh-huh.
And I have Manipulation at 3 and Persuasion at 3, so I'm assuming that's 8.
Sounds like it, yep. Wow. One success.
Just one.
Oof.
So what I'll give you here is, like, you get a de-escalation, but he's still going to take you in and, like, attempt to just, like, bag and tag the plate like it's evidence, but you know that they would probably all be killed if they tried to take the box from you.
Oh yeah, I'm not coming back up there. Mania's like snuck away. No.
I think the success that you get here is that, like, yeah, you've got Mania back in the car if you were able to pull some shenanigans and get moving again. Like, you've got an opportunity to just like bolt it. That's your success here.
Did you want something else? You were saying that he was definitely like, he was just going to be arrested, but just not like like they weren't going to try to take the car or whatever. I don't know, I was just sneaking away. But no, I can flip it, reverse it. I sneak up. They can't see me.
Mania, you're back in the car. Barnaby,
I will just sort of lean backwards and go, you know how to drive, right?
Yeah.
Go.
I floor it.
Do you like fall back into the convertible, like the top down? You just like fall back into the car?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's go.
Freeze. I think they start shooting at your tires as you start squealing off with their terrible shots because it's a movie.
Yeah. Well, also because they're cops, but
you drive off and back to You're making it to the launch site, I guess, in the car. The vans have the van has probably made it to the launch site, and like,
yeah,
you're probably midway through the plan of getting the mannequin swapped out for the people. The beaver guy is kind of taking point on it with some of the other Grove people.
Love beaver guy.
If we're at the launch site with both vans, I think the jig is up. I don't think we have to swap anything anymore. Like, the whole point was swapping them before right. we got there, because
you're saying give up on getting the
no,
plate
I'm
into
saying
the,
like, stop being sneaky. Just get the people on the van. Yeah. Don't worry about the mannequins.
I had assumed the thing had already, they had already switched and gone. Our problem is we now have to figure out how to sneak this onto that rocket.
Okay.
Like, we saved the people. The mannequins are on there, but they don't have the cargo. Right. And now we have to figure out how to do that.
So then what's happened is the two vans rendezvoused where they were supposed to. They did the swaparoo without us. And then the correct van is at the launch site, and we're trying to get the plate on the ship without.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay. All right. I have a lot of athletics. I could just climb it.
Oh my God, this sounds very dangerous.
I will, like, pull up the walkie-talkie. Bogus, are you, like, doing... Are you in contact to fix the feed? Because we're going to maybe do something really stupid and we don't want to be seen.
Yeah, I think you're able to, like, patch into the communication network from John's warehouse, his little shed.
Yes, I've got a rudimentary setup working now. Should I go ahead and switch the feeds right away?
Yes.
Yeah, now.
We're ready over here, says Regret. Thank you all. Synchronized, press the button, the feed cuts. I think the switch, I mean, I don't think I need to roll for it. I think, you know, we already, it was the plan. And at this point, it's kind of already been in motion. So you were literally just like dragging these mannequins and the plate and you're scaling the walls with your...
Oh, I'm taking the plate first. The mannequins are optional at this point. The launch is going to happen.
Right.
We got that feed. I'm winging it. Pun intended.
Okay, so give me an athletics plus either dexterity or stamina. Actually, any of those physical ones. Dexterity, stamina, or might. Whichever you want with athletics.
Dexterity. That gives me 6.
Did you add one from the quip?
Oh, yeah. 7. Okay. I got 1 success. Wow. We're rolling so good.
Yep. By the time you get there... It has already, like, the big announcer voice has already set in the
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
He's already said
0, liftoff.
You make it to the legislative building where the rocket is at the core of it. And you bust your way in through the front door. I think there are people yelling at you as you
what
run,
are you
just
doing?
Like barrel your way through security and up flights of stairs, and you know, get out a window, up onto the roof, and the golden boy has like been like a hatch has opened up, and the golden boy like essentially like waves goodbye as the as the missile underneath him starts to rumble and launch, and you're able to like cling on top of the rocket as it starts to move up and start crawling your way down the rocket into where the compartment is, where you would need to stuff this thing, or unless you're somehow affixing it to the side of the rocket.
Yeah, when it's safely in something. Yeah, I'd find
yeah
door panel thing, open it, shove that thing in. And then go, go, gadget wings.
You launch off of the rocket. By the time you do, you are startlingly high up. You can see, if Medusa could see what you can see, it would have been a horror show because you could see so far from
like
this
everything
vantage
would just
point.
Have been stone, is what you're saying?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. If you had Medusa's sight right now, you would be turning to stone so much of Manitoba. You can probably see over the border into... probably not. But you can see incredibly far. This is probably the highest you've ever been as you glide down. Is Is flying like a fun, freeing thing for you, or is it stressful?
No, it's terrifying. I'm never sure this is going to work every time.
I can't stand to fly.
It's so improbable.
How do the two of you on the ground find and meet? Do you just like drive off to where Mania will land?
Yeah, I mean,
it seems like the plan has worked.
I'm assuming that when the ruckus happened inside, I was definitely like back the car up and keep going. Also, the cops are probably coming. So I'm just sort of driving roughly like when I see a figure jump off, assume that's the figure that I want.
Yep.
And I'm just going to drive that way very quickly.
I think somewhere in my descent, as I slowly glide down from this, my walkie talkie like starts to work again. And I'm like, just scatter, everybody scatter. And then I just like glide to some hidey hole.
Oh, okay. So we don't actually meet you. We just go ourselves.
Don't meet me. No.
Yeah. So I just stay where I am then, because Bogus is already somewhere else.
I'm going to go to my favorite place, the Dark Satisfaction room, and hang out.
Remind me what the Dark Satisfaction room is in this continuity.
It's just a bar.
So wait, are you telling me the Dark Satisfaction Room is a franchise? Because it appears in Marvel,
right?
Yeah.
What city did that take place in?
Metropolis?
We were somewhere in the Midwest. I think we were in Chicago, weren't we?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, it's a Midwest chain. Yeah. Just made it up to Winnipeg.
There you go. Wild that has more than one location.
It's like their second location. Yeah, it's Chicago and Winnipeg. They're really... You know, seeing who needs the most dark satisfaction.
you need something up here, let me tell you, to get you through. Yeah, I think the Dark Satisfaction room, like, they have a thing where they won't rat you out to the cops if you're inside. I think all three of you kind of lay low for the night after it seems like the plan has gone off without a hitch. And in fact, it has. The plate has been launched off into space. Let's get maybe a little scene for each of your characters. How do you deal with the aftermath of things?
Can I and my Guzu the snake just be like, oh, it's not the one I would have picked, but this is sweet death.
Can't wait to eat ass in heaven.
Oh, yeah. That's a cool thing. We can get the other side of the snake. We can return to the snakes, and you see from their perspective that, like... And, you know, this actually won't happen until, like...
A long-ass time,
I don't know how long it takes to get to the sun, but, like...
Not as long as they've been in this, you know?
Yeah. To them, it's just momentary. But for us, this is kind of a flash forward. But when the snakes finally do make it to the sun, it's like that cement, that granite tether, tethering Medusa and the snakes physically to life, just starts to melt. Just all of the heat energy from the sun. Rock's not going to help you. That just turns to magma and... Medusa screams just a horrible, bone-curdling shriek that no one in space or life or death but these snakes will hear. But thankfully for all of you, you finally receive the mortal death that you weren't sure you would ever get as snakes and Medusa finally fade off into annihilation.
Hooray!
Yeah.
What do the next few weeks look like for each of our characters?
So I think Mania, she's got a lot to do. She's very busy. She's laying low, but that's what the Grove is for anyway. She's settling all of the people that they rescued from the rocket in. Anyone that wants to stay can stay. Anyone that needs to get somewhere else, she's helping them get to their respective places.
They definitely do stay after, you know, after you've saved them and you start to like, okay, who are these, you know, who is this? You know, you start to get their story and things. And there's some folks who, they're young adults who, they're indigenous young adults who, despite the name 60s Scoop, it still would have been happening in the 70s, but they were victims of the 60s Scoop, which was a, I guess you would call it like a crackdown, an increase in, it was already very easy to take indigenous children away from their families in the residential school period, and legislative things in the 60s and early 70s made it even easier. And so somehow these kids were, you know, brought into the genocidal residential school program, and somewhere in that neglectful hell, they ended up bouncing around and eventually ended up somehow in the hands of the shady lab people. So they are very happy to have the community of the Grove be able to take them in.
Most people stay. They all ended up at the facility for a reason, and rarely because they were happy where they were. So.
Right.
Yep. So they fit in. There's probably a lot of other people that had a very similar trajectory to them in the Grove, I think.
Yeah. So that's what Minnie is doing.
Do you introduce Xenia and Jade at any point to one another? What does that look like?
I think
like?
So.
I'm curious what the future looks like for you and your
I think
two hands.
That Xenia seems like the kind of person that would enjoy the Grove and like the kind of stuff that's there. I feel like maybe she does to sort of move in with me at the Grove.
Yeah.
And Jade is a part of it, but like Jade has his place in town and visits the Grove. That's kind of that relationship.
He's busy being a mole. Yeah. He's got to live downtown. Yeah,
exactly. So, yeah, I think we're all happy together, but Xenia and I are kind of running the Grove together.
Aw.
That's awesome.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Dr. Bogus or Barnaby?
Bogus simply just hangs on to Cedric for dear life for, like, he's just so, he was so worried, right? And, like, I don't know. This probably makes him get Cedric even a little bit more closed off from society, which is probably like not a great ending, but maybe, you know.
Oh, wait. What if you start bringing Cedric to the Grove some? See the animals and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's, yes. And Bogus would totally be fine with that because that's still very a like safe. Lay low spot, you know? Yeah. It's a spot. Yeah. So maybe, yeah, I think that probably Minnea talks to Bogus right after he's being a little too strict.
She lets Bogus have his like few weeks of just holding on to Cedric for dear life.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay.
Xenia gets along really well with Cedric at the Grove because Cedric's robotic mind is able to catalog all of the facts that Xenia says about snakes. Yeah. So like Cedric is able to like match her quick ability to learn about those subject matters, and so they're like good interlocutors about like you know, just little detail stuff. Cedric knows more about like physical and biological stuff about snakes maybe just by their less understanding of like literature and stuff, where you know Xenia is an expert in like literary snakes. So they get along as friends.
Hey, Dr. DJ.
Yeah.
The Grove needs like a DJ.
Tunes.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to swing by after I take a vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see, Barnaby. What are your next few weeks?
So I place a call. Mommy? Daddy?
yes, Babar.
The police totally shot at me.
Our Winnipeg police shot at our boy?
They did. And they could have hurt me, Daddy. They could have hurt me really bad.
There was no reason.
I am absolutely shocked to hear that our boys in blue would treat you this way.
I know.
The captain will be hearing from us.
The only thing that's going to help me, though, is like a 2-week vacation to Greece.
I think that, yeah, you just, we just smash cut to you in Greece in your bright white sports car with
Wait, did Barnaby get the bright white sports car imported?
No, we have a bright white sports car in Greece.
Each continent.
I see,
yeah.
Okay.
Every house has one.
And it's not like you want to be driving around the one that doesn't have a side mirror.
Right.
And what does Barnaby get up to in Greece?
Oh, apart from literally like just being rich kid obnoxious,
Barnaby's trying to find like this internship that Senia went on to be like, how could you?
How dare you?
Which he never will, but like,
oh, you're trying to look for Penelope and
Christina.
Yeah, you Christina, don't find them.
Yeah, they don't, be able they to don't want Barnaby.
Yeah, like he'll never be able to find them, period.
Nope.
But anyway, like that's the
but
first.
But you'll probably, you'll probably have a run in with a cyclops or something.
Like that's like the first 2 days when he's actively on the hunt, and then it's just like, oh, I'm just gonna whore around for oil and grease until the heat lies down.
Like you do.
Like you do.
Amazing.
What would be a good final little shot at the end of the season here?
I mean, Barnaby back from vacation. Just meeting up, like all of us meeting up again together.
Yeah, and I think it's like it's a pretty big group. Like, you know, I think after that whole mission, I think the ties of friendship between, you know, even John got looped in by the end there.
Yeah.
So I think it's like kind of created an even stronger community between the Grove, between the robot fighting folks, between the robot lab folks. So like. Dr. Regret, you know, you're all at the Salisbury house and Dr. Regret is there. Senia is there. A bunch of the Grove people are there. John is there. The gang is all there. You need like a bunch of tables to even get everyone there. But yeah, everyone's having a good time eating cheap diner food at the Salisbury house.
That's fun.
Aww. Plug for the Salisbury house. It wouldn't be a chain that I enjoy.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Us on Facebook and Blue Sky at VREcast or email us at hi@VRE.show. If you want to help us out, you can rate and review the show or tell a friend about us. Or you can also buy our book at bit.ly/randombook. All the links we mentioned, all of our other projects, and much more can be found on our website, VRE.show, and we are entirely fan-funded. So if you'd like to keep the show going and get monthly bonus content, head to patreon.com/VRE and to all of our patrons. Thank you for supporting us.
Thank you.
And also, one Medusa's gay, please do nothing to the cook, says 5 stars. Howdy. Yes. Hello. I would love to be a Medusa's gay. Please.
You got it.
Wish granted. Thank you. See ya.
Bye.
I don't remember. Was it, dear Lord, was it actually Dr. Bogus who volunteered to give me a recap?
Yeah, Dr. Bogus, you know, totally did.
Let's just go ahead and get the after credits out of the way. I said that, and I was like, there was going to be humans on the ship, but I am 100% sure that I just edited that, and that's the information that's in my head, but we've actually recorded one additional one.
I also thought that was the last episode.
That just flew in my brain.